This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I mean, literally, we were just all set to just celebrate something that was so beautiful, so good, such a vote, such a success. We won states that we weren't expected to win. Florida, we didn't win it. We won it by a lot. We have won Georgia. Only 7% left. They're never going to catch us. They can't catch us. Likewise, we've clearly won North Carolina. We're up 690,000 votes in Pennsylvania. Arizona, we have a lot of life in that. We were winning everything, and all of a sudden it was just called off.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So we have to be patient, but confident that these votes are going to be counted. They're going to be counted accurately, and they will be counted fully.
The counts are continuing. There's only 55% of the unofficial votes that have been counted.
We have you as 64% estimated reporting right now. You're saying it's more like 55%?
Well, I've been here waiting for you, so.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
There's like four different polling places we're doing Sharpies all in, like, between Queen Creek and, like, the Edgegill.
They called the sheriffs and said that, and told us to stop handing out the ballpoint pens, in which case those are the only ones that are actually being counted and validated. So people are coming here to vote for Donald Trump, and those votes are all getting invalidated. That's what's going on.
Unchained and unstoppable.
This is a fraud on the American public. This is an embarrassment to our country. We want the law to be used in a proper manner. So we'll be going to the U.S. Supreme Court. We will win this, and we, as far as I'm concerned, we already have won it.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the day after. Joe Biden is poised to declare victory. That means that the pandemic is over.
I really don't think we need to make people listen to that today.
No.
It seems like extra cruel and unusual punishment.
Yeah. We'll maybe 10 seconds or so of it, and then we'll pull out. Assuming he does come out and it's not Dr. Jill or one thing we know, it won't be Hunter who comes out to declare victory. The Trump campaign is declaring victory in Pennsylvania. They're demanding a recount in Wisconsin, which is the margin is under 1%. There was a huge ballot drop in Wisconsin today, but the more interesting or the more eyebrow-raising one was in Detroit, where 100,000 ballots suddenly appeared overnight. And at the absentee ballot center, I think it's at Cobo Hall. And every single one of the ballots was for Joe Biden, a straight Democrat ticket. So it not only knocked President Trump out of the lead in Michigan, it knocked John James, the Republican Senate candidate, a black man. It put him behind the white hack incumbent by the name of Gary Peters. So we've got a lot to talk about today. We'll have Corey Lewandowski on at the bottom of the hour. And in case you've been flipping around your TV remote control looking for a conservative news channel, welcome to Newsmax. After last night, I guess you could call us the number one conservative news channel in the U.S.
We were trending on Twitter because people were so sick of Fox. Holla!
Yes, strange doings in Arizona too, where the Fox was the first network to call Arizona for Biden based on early absentee ballots, which were all pre Hunter's laptop from hell. And ABC has just in the last couple of hours rescinded their call for Joe Biden in the state of Arizona. I don't think they're going to be able to save McSally's Senate seat, but maybe Trump can pull it out in Arizona. But if he would be okay if he could. He says he's got Georgia, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. So what he needs is either Michigan or Wisconsin. And he had a big lead in Michigan until those 100,000 ballots arrived. And we just talked to a poll watcher in Detroit who's a regular listener and viewer of the show, and she told us another 36,000 mysterious ballots have arrived this morning in Kobo. Excuse me? Okay, we'll take a little bit of Biden, very little bit of Biden.
That determines who will be the president of the United States and their will alone. And now, after a long night of counting, it's clear that we're winning enough states to reach 270 electoral votes needed to win the presidency. I'm not here to declare that we've won, but I am here to report when the count is finished, we believe we will be the winners. With all the votes counted, we have won Wisconsin by 20,000 votes, virtually the same margin that President Trump won that state 4 years ago. In Michigan, we lead by over 35,000 votes, and it's growing. A substantially bigger margin than President Trump won Michigan in 2016. Michigan will complete its vote soon, maybe as early as today. And I feel very good about Pennsylvania. Virtually all the remaining ballots to be counted were cast by mail. And we've been winning 78% of the votes by mail in Pennsylvania. We flipped Arizona and the 2nd District of Nebraska. Of special significance to me is that we've won with the majority of the American people. And every indication is that the majority will grow. We have a popular vote lead of nearly 3 million votes. And every indication is that will grow as well. Indeed, Senator Harris and I are on track to win more votes than any ticket in the history of this country.
Oh, God.
That ever won the presidency and vice presidency. Over 70 million votes. I'm very proud of our campaign. Only three presidential campaigns in the past have defeated an incumbent president. When it's finished, God willing, we'll be the fourth. This is a major achievement. This is a major achievement. And it's been a long and difficult campaign. But it's been a more difficult time for our country, a hard time.
Uh-oh, COVID.
We've had hard campaigns before. We've faced hard times before. So once this election is finalized and behind us, it'll be time for us to do what we've always done as Americans, to put the harsh rhetoric of the campaign behind us.
I think we've had enough.
Thank you, sir.
We've had enough of the harsh rhetoric.
Oh, my gosh. I have a question, though, Howie, because you know more than I do about these sort of things. So when you call for a recount, which Trump is now saying he's going to do in Michigan, in Wisconsin. Does that halt the ability for Joe Biden to get those electoral votes?
No, it just slows it up. I mean, there's no real rush. I mean, the Electoral College doesn't vote until December anyway.
Okay, so now my next question is, when they do a recount, who are they sending in to do it? Like, is it more hacks going in, or is it lawyers?
Well, no, I would assume there would be bipartisan groups, appointed by the Secretary of State, and there would have to be both parties represented, and they have to check, the ballot, to make sure that how many ballots have we got, how many people signed the roll, or how many people signed an affidavit saying they voted? I mean, why
did they do that? Do they do that in Wisconsin? Did they sign the affidavit?
I don't know if they do or not. I never signed an affidavit until last Sunday when I went into the polling place in West Palm Beach.
It does seem like there are ways, though, that you could figure out if there was fraud.
Yeah, I think there are definitely ways to figure it out.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just trying to understand it more so I can have a little bit more hope. But speaking of good news, because this is Grace's news, and we do have some good news today, is that despite big names and big bucks, question two foes overcame their competition, which makes us very happy because...
It's ranked choice voting.
And RCV.
Ranked choice voting. It's already on the... law on the books in Maine, and it cost a Republican congressman his seat 2 years ago.
They tried to
basically steal the Republican Senate seat from Susan Collins last night. They did not succeed in Maine. And it was on the ballot in Massachusetts, and the out-of-state billionaires, including Rupert Murdoch's daughter-in-law, Rupert Murdoch, the owner of Fox News Channel, they pumped $10 million into Massachusetts to get this ranked choice voting so that progressives would never lose another election. $10 million.
Disgusting.
And the people who were against it, who wanted to keep an honest system of elections, had $5,000.
But they had common sense. Someone like Anthony Amore, who would come on our show and explain it to people. And guess what? It doesn't take a lot of money to explain to people that something is a really bad idea.
This is the good news before we go to a break. The pro-ranked choice voting, the ones who wanted to make sure that there would be no more elections unless the progressives got to count the votes until they won, they spent $7.41 per vote. The people, the citizens who were trying to fight this this assault on democracy, they spent $5,000. So it worked out to fewer than 1 cent per vote, and they won 55-45. So there are glimmers of hope here and there, here and there. Let HelloFresh spice up your mealtime at home. Right now, you can take advantage of limited-time Black Friday savings and see why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. I really enjoy it. They sent us some, and I had sausage and rice. Grace made some chicken parm. Taylor made some Korean dish. They have all kinds of different dishes. They're mostly done within 20 to 30 minutes. They're very simple to do. Even someone who doesn't know much about cooking can handle it well.
And the other thing is, Howie, I've done a lot of meal services before because I wanted quick, easy meals. But sometimes the quality of the food from them is just not great. But with HelloFresh, I was amazed, and so was Will, at just how delicious all of the food was. The chicken was so fresh. It was just really good quality food.
Yeah, HelloFresh gives you simple recipes and fresh ingredients sourced directly from growers and delivered to your door contact-free. With more than 22 weekly recipes, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including family-friendly, vegetarian, and low-calorie choices. Say goodbye to never-ending meal planning and prepping. HelloFresh recipes are easy to follow with simple steps and pictures. You can get meals on the table in as little as 20 minutes. Plus, by skipping the store, you can save up to 40% on groceries, cut food waste by 25%, save time so you have more time to celebrate the holidays with loved ones. Go to HelloFresh.com and use code Howie90 for $90 off, including free shipping during HelloFresh's Black Friday sale. For a limited time only, go to HelloFresh.com and use code Howie90, Howie90 for $90 off. HelloFresh.com. You'll love it. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
Talking about ED isn't easy. Good thing Roman makes testing ED simple, safe, and from the comfort of your own home. Get a free online evaluation today at GetRoman.com/Howie. If approved, you'll get $15 off your first order of ED treatment. That's GetRoman.com/Howie.
This is Jay in Hingham, Massachusetts.
This is Gloria from Haverhill, Mass.
Hi, this is Joe from Howie in the Hills, Florida. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
In times of turmoil, you need more than ever to diversify your portfolio. And that's
so
where Orion Metal Exchange comes in. It's the only precious metals company that I trust. Give them a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who will be inaugurated on January 20th, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Donald J. Trump.
Donald J. Trump.
25% say Joe Biden.
Did Joe Biden just sound a little less confident than he did a few hours ago? I thought so.
I thought so as well.
Yeah. By the way, you know, here's what happens when you have these woke revolutions. You know, you're eventually determined not to be woke enough for the woker people, if I can keep using that word over and over again. Nancy Pelosi is starting to get the Marie Antoinette feeling today, the Robespierre feeling.
I was going to say, it's a little more Robespierre to me.
House, according to The Hill, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi could once again see her speakership challenged following a lackluster showing of House Democrat candidates in Tuesday's 2020 election. Remember, that was just a couple of days ago. The Dems are poised to turn ruby red. That was the phrase they used. Ruby red House districts blue.
Ruby red.
Didn't happen. Didn't happen. They've lost four seats. You know who lost the seat? Amy Kennedy, the wife of Patrick Patches Kennedy, Ted Kennedy's son. She was running against Jeff Van Drew in New Jersey, in sort of the South Jersey area. And she was running Jeff Van Drew. You know what they call him since he switched parties, Grace?
What?
Switcheroo Van Drew.
Oh, I bet you like that.
I did. I like that a lot.
You love a good nickname.
Switcheroo Van Drew has declared victory. There will be no Kennedy in the U.S. Congress for the first time since 1962 in January.
But Howie, is there a place people can go if they want to read about the Kennedys, even though there's no Kennedy in Congress anymore?
There won't be. Yeah. They can go to HowieCarrShow.com, click on store, and get my two books, Kennedy Babylon, Volumes 1 and 2. Full
yes,
of Kennedy
indeed.
Scandals.
And while you're at HowieCarrShow.com, make sure you sign up for the email blast competition. The box will drop down. Enter your email, and we will give you a prize. You can also check out TweetBeat, which is called today. It is labeled the day after. And the winner from yesterday is Patricia Salvucci. By the way, guys, we are working on getting all of the prizes out. Be patient with us. There's been a lot going on these last couple weeks, but everyone will get their prizes. Now, Howard. Back to Nancy Pelosi. So, Nancy Pelosi said the other day, she made a very strange statement where she said, I'm sure that when all of the votes are counted, Joe Biden will be president and will be sworn in on Inauguration Day. And it was very ominous the way she said it. Like, she knew something was, whatever. And I find it interesting now that after all this work that she's done to try to take down Trump, they want to take her out. And I think
they tried before, you know. They tried in the last. There was some guy from Ohio, I think, named Ryan, and he made a half-hearted effort to take her out, but he didn't get anywhere.
And I was discussing the other day with Tom Shattuck. I was discussing the possibility of, if so-and-so wins, if so-and-so loses, what will happen? Because you want to find silver linings even in situations that aren't the best. And
oh, they're calling Michigan for Biden. Now that they've stolen all those votes, they're calling Michigan for Biden. So this is, this is the mainstream media is just going full blast to make sure. They wouldn't report on Hunter Biden's laptop, and they're just not going to report on these mysterious ballots that have appeared in Detroit in Wayne County. So they're calling Michigan for Biden.
But Trump can fight that, right?
Of course.
Okay. So what I was going to say is I was trying to find silver linings of both situations. And one silver lining that Tom Shattuck said to me was, if Joe Biden is to win, and I'm not saying that that's going to happen, but the Democrats, the infighting when they don't have Donald Trump anymore is going to be insane. Because we already saw it. They had Donald Trump to unify them, and they were still infighting between AOC and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, the old versus the new. And now it's going to be even worse.
I would assume Chuck Schumer will be taking some heat. He doesn't have as radical a caucus as Nancy Pelosi. But, I mean, he wanted that guy Cal Cunningham in North Carolina, just a standard cookie cutter type North Carolina Democrat, and instead of a black woman, and Cal Cunningham lost the race to the very lackluster Tom Tillis, the incumbent Republican, because he became embroiled in a sex scandal.
He became a true Democrat.
Yes, but it did not, in his case, turn out to be a resume enhancer, or at least not the kind of resume enhancer that it was for, Bill Clinton, just to cite one, or Ted Kennedy.
All right, by the way, guys, we have Corey Lewandowski coming up next. You do not want to miss it. He's going to give us all of the updates on what is going on in the Trump camp involving the recounts and the election. And also go to HowieCarshaw.com. Like I said, check out today's Tweet Beat and Howie's column from yesterday.
844-500-4242. We'll be right back with Corey Lewandowski. I'm Howie Carr.
The 2020 elections have the potential to shape the next decade financially. That's especially true if you're within 10 years of retirement. Is your plan ready? Find out with a portfolio stress test from Kevin Frisbee at Frisbee & Associates. Call 800-989-9100 for your no-cost, no-obligation analysis. Kevin can help uncover any hidden fees that may be lurking in your plan. Team at Frisbee & Associates are up to date on all the latest rules and regulations, from what the SECURE Act is and isn't, to Social Security and Medicare. Let Kevin and the team give you peace of mind as you get near retirement. Make sure your plan is ready for whatever happens come November. It starts with a phone call to Frisbee & Associates, 800-989-9100. And be sure and catch Kevin on the Howie Carr radio program every Thursday at 3:50 as he reviews the market. Call Kevin now at 800-989-9100. 800-989-9100.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
As usual, there's some outrageous comments being made by the alt-left media, which to some degree now includes Fox News Channel after their behavior last night. But we wanted to play a couple of cuts from some of the people on MSNBC. One of them is the Reverend Al Sharpton. Now, you know the Reverend Al. He's referred to white interlopers in Harlem, and he's talked about so-called, his words, Greek homos. And he's just a nasty sort of guy, but he got his own slot on MSNBC. I think he had a weekday show for a while, then he got demoted to weekends. But he was back last night, and he was talking about how Trump put together the Hispanic coalition, especially in South Florida, with the Cubans and the Venezuelans. And listen to what he said. Cut 19.
In Miami-Dade, I think it was Joy pointing out a large Cuban influence in terms of Cuban voters who look more to the propaganda that we're dealing with socialism and all, that offset a large black turnout.
Why would Cubans, Reverend Sharpton, be susceptible to socialism propaganda? Could it perhaps have something to do with the fact that many of them, or the reason they're in this country is they were fleeing not socialism but communism, on their what was an idyllic island in the Caribbean? I don't think so. Okay, and then we have Joy Reid. Joy Reid is going to call. Listen to what she calls Clarence Thomas, the U.S. Supreme Court Justice. Cut 20.
Somehow they managed to stumble into the Supreme Court. Do any of you guys trust Uncle Clarence and Amy Coney Barrett and those guys to actually follow?
Uncle Clarence. Like Uncle Tom, you know, that's a racial slur. This is the same woman who was caught putting out homophobic and Islamophobic tweets a few years back. And she said that someone must have hacked into her computer. I guess it was a time-traveling hack, because she said that someone had hacked into her computer from 2010. And this was, I don't know, 2016, 2017, when all this happened. We're going to have to postpone Corey for a little while. He's doing the live press conference in Philadelphia now with the, I think he's with Eric Trump. And they're declaring victory. And it's, you know, the best defense is a good offense, and just stay on top of it and start filing these court challenges. That's what they're going to have to do. 844-500-4242. We can take some calls here if you want. And just since we're not going to have Corey with us for a little bit, 844-500-4242. Let's hear. This is Trump saying last night, early this morning, that he predicted this was going to happen, and he did. I mean, there's no question about it. Cut number 10.
Because you know what happened? They knew they couldn't win, so they said, "Let's go to court." And did I predict this, Newt? Did I say this? I've been saying this from the day I heard they were going to send out tens of millions of ballots. I said exactly. Because either they were going to win, or if they didn't win, they'll take us to court.
So now it's going the other way. He's going to take them to court because they've stolen the election from him. Again, they always talked about how Donald Trump stole the election, but guess who really is trying to steal the election 4 years later, just like they tried to overthrow him once he defeated their attempts to destroy his campaign with the phony dodgy dossier that Hillary Clinton paid for. Let's see here. Cut one. Play cut one. This is from Donald Trump early this morning.
I want to thank the American people for their tremendous support. Millions and millions of people voted for us tonight. And a very sad group of people is trying to disenfranchise that group of people. And we won't stand for it.
Eric Trump is now on in Philadelphia, and he's talking about the fact that the Trump campaign is saying that they have won the Keystone State, and they were up by 700,000. They're still up by 700,000, actually. Let's listen. Oh, we got Giuliani now. Let's have a little bit of Rudy Giuliani.
Liars.
Oh.
The supervisors of elections, we have them on video, certain ones wearing literally Biden-Harris face masks in polling locations, which is totally legal. And now they won't let, and we brought one great gentleman here with us today, Jeremy, who's a poll watcher down at the convention center. They won't even let him watch as they count the ballots. They put them behind a fence 40, 50 yards away where they actually can't see the counting happening. Guys, this is fraud. This is absolute fraud. We've seen it in Philadelphia before. They're trying to make a mockery of the election of this country. My father is up by almost 500,000 votes in this state with 86% reported and plenty of red counties left to go. Plenty of red counties left to go. We're going to win Pennsylvania, but they're trying to cheat us out of it because they know it's their only path to victory. They know it's the only path to victory. And so we came here today. We met with all our lawyers. We are going to file suit in Pennsylvania. It's a shame that we have to do that. It's the last thing that we wanted to do. It's the last thing my father wanted to do. But this is rampant corruption, and it can't happen. It simply can't happen. It's not fair. This isn't democracy. And with that, I want to pass it off to the great Rudy Giuliani, who's really leading the legal effort. And
former mayor of New York.
You'll be hearing from Rudy quite a bit. Please.
Thank you very much, Eric. It is very, very sad that we're here in the city that's really the birthplace of our democracy. And this is among one of the most anti-democratic things I've ever seen or encountered. And it's not just here in Philadelphia. This is going on all over the country. We have filed a lawsuit. The lawsuit actually required that when these mail-in ballots that you know are highly suspicious anyway, this form of balloting has always been considered the most prone to fraud. That's according to the New York Times when it didn't apply to candidate President Trump. Well, we were supposed to be allowed by law to observe the counting of the ballots. Now, observe means to any intelligent person being able to look at it.
Yeah, let's take some calls.
The way it's interpreted by...
All right, that's Rudy Giuliani. They're having a press conference, the Trump campaign in Philadelphia. Corey Lewandowski is there, Eric Trump, the president's son, and Rudy Giuliani, the president's personal lawyer and the former mayor of New York City. Cindy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Cindy.
Awesome. Hey, Howie.
Hi. Go ahead.
Hey, I got a quick question. Okay, in Vermont, how can you have a vote for a Republican governor and that he wins by a landslide, but yet all of the other votes went to Biden by a landslide?
That's a good question, Cindy, but I'm guessing you already know the answer. Governor Phil Scott is a rhino, a Republican in name only. He announced yesterday as he left his precinct that he had voted for Joe Biden for president.
Wow. Okay. So now I understand it. I don't live in Vermont, so.
Yeah. Okay. Our governor in Massachusetts, Charlie Parker, as we call him, Joe Biden calls him that, Charlie Baker, he didn't say who he voted for. He said he blanked it. And I think Larry Hogan in Maryland, another rhino Republican governor, he, I think, said he voted for Ronald Reagan or something like that, something silly. But, you know, at least Phil Scott told the truth. He voted for Joe Biden. It's ridiculous. Thanks for the call, Cindy. Grace, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Grace.
Yes. Yes. Thank you for taking my call. I, like millions, was watching the election. Excuse me. I was watching it, though, on Fox. At the end, when Arizona was called by the decision desk,
right,
that Biden had gone, that Arizona had gone to Biden, but they still later said that there were 900,000 votes that they knew they had and they didn't go through them. Why is that? And quickly with Michigan, they said that they had witnesses of vehicles dropping off ballots at a Michigan poll. Aren't they going to look at that? I mean, the federal buildings have inside and outside cameras. They ought to be able to find out and look at
the election count. Vote counting is handled by state and local authorities. And I guess some of the real problems in Detroit were in Cobo Hall in Wayne County. And the county clerk in Wayne County, which is Detroit, she couldn't give a coherent answer to how many ballots were out or how many ballots they had counted. And I don't know why Fox News made the decision they did, but I know that it was criticized even by Tucker Carlson on their own network. And ABC, which also followed and called Arizona for Biden, has now rescinded that call. So it's a real mess. There's no question about that. And I don't know how to defend Fox. I'm not going to even try to. Kathy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kathy. You there, Kathy? No, looks like Kathy's gone. Would like to have talked to her. She was from Tucson. Never in the history of real estate have government-issued moratoriums against property owners been so widespread, including the latest from Charlie Parker's administration in Massachusetts. Don't wait for the value of your property to sink even lower. For over 40 years, J.J. Manning has been the leading auction house in New England. From rural farms, country clubs, estates, and historic office buildings throughout New England, J.J. Manning can get your property sold fast and with no contingencies. There is a big reason why banker and tradesmen have voted J.J. Manning number one for 7 consecutive years in a row. They have the buyers and they pay cash. When you sell with a real estate broker, you have to pay commission. But with an auction, the buyer pays. To learn more on how to get your property sold fast, contact Charlie Gill at jjmanning.com. This is a very treacherous moment in the real estate market. The commercial and residential markets have diverged more than somewhat, and you don't want to get burned, especially if there's a change of administrations and we have big problems economically. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call them today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The Captain will be back after this.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you today in part by Old New England Soap. Try the new Woodwick Soy candles that burn for up to 100 hours. There are great scents that will make your home smell fantastic. Visit oldnesoap.com.
Hi, my name is Jane Lucas, and I am from the town of South China, Maine.
This is Al from Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Hey, I'm Angela from Brewster on the Cape, and this is the one and the only Howie Carr Show.
Now Newsmax is calling Michigan for Joe Biden. So there it is. Newsmax calls Michigan for Biden. 617 says, Howie, have you noticed the curious lack of COVID panic porn in the news today? Yeah, I have noticed that. That's an excellent point now that you mention it. Its absence makes the heart grow fonder, right? Just also breaking news, in addition to Michigan being called for Biden by Newsmax, Trump is assembling an all-star legal team. This is from John Solomon, Just the News, his website. They are putting together this team, starting the several battleground states. They're going to be going in, starting with a court of claims lawsuit in Michigan. And among the lawyers the president is activating include his private attorney, Jay Sekulow. He was the one who handled the Ukraine impeachment hoax, did a good job, great job on that. He will help campaign lawyers with matters before the Supreme Court, as well as former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, you just heard him, and former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi, Sidney Powell, the lawyer for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, what may also be called upon. Sidney Powell is great. She's really good. All right. 844-500-4242. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Love the show.
Thank you.
I live in Michigan, and yeah. I can tell you that Trump won 73 out of 83 counties. And last night, when they stopped counting, and they said they weren't going to vote, they weren't going to count anymore, there are videos that are posting locally that are showing people go in with suitcases and red wagons full of ballots. And they wouldn't let anybody from the Republican side in. And when nobody was in the building,
is this
like
in
there
Detroit?
Were people in there voting.
Is this just in Wayne County or is this elsewhere? Yeah.
No, I don't know if it's – I'm just telling you, if they did it in one county, because he was – last night at 10 o'clock, he was winning 73 out of 83 counties.
I remember. I was watching it on TV.
And he was up, and I'm saying about 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the morning, they gave 130,000 votes to Biden. He went
right
from being in the lead to being behind 20,000 votes. And then this video, which I could even send to you, I've got three pictures of it. You got people going in with suitcases into the polling place. You also have people going in with somebody bringing a red wagon in after they'd already said they're stopped counting.
What is the mood? Stephen, considering that Trump obviously got a lot more real votes in Michigan, what is the mood in Michigan today among Trump voters?
We're upset. We are not happy because I don't know if you watched any of the rallies when he came to Michigan.
Oh, I did.
I don't know if you watched Biden's rallies, but I can tell you that the only way that they won Michigan is if they fixed it. Mm-hmm. Because they didn't win Michigan, because I guarantee if they did a recount and had us all vote again and just had everybody show their ID, there ain't no way Biden's winning Michigan.
No.
73 counties voted for Trump.
I know.
73 out of 83 counties.
I know. Thanks for the call, Mike, and keep working at it. We appreciate the call, and keep watching Newsmax. And again, Newsmax is calling Michigan for Biden. Stephen, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Stephen.
Hi, how are you? I'm Steven, and I'm calling from Florida.
Yes.
What I want to know is this. When Trump was not debating against or going against the mail-in ballots, if you did it correctly like I did, and how you get this legally, so that's why my question is, how can we have a legally election? Okay, when you request a ballot, you go online, you request it, and then they ask you your address, they ask you your birth date, and they ask you your Gmail address, your email address,
right,
and they send you a ballot in the mail. You fill it out, and then you either drop it off or you send it back with
Stephen,
your signature.
Stephen, you're from Florida. Florida has it under control. I voted for the first time ever in Florida this last weekend, and I was amazed at how well-organized everything was and how they put me on record. You know, I had to sign an affidavit. I had to show a driver's license. And a lot of these states are not like that. You know, we're hearing all of these crazy stories about ballots that are arriving unsolicited in the mail, multiple ballots going to homes, ballots going to people who haven't lived in the home for years, in some cases because they're dead. I mean, this is just a giant mess, and it's benefiting the Democrats, and they're reveling in it. This is an opportunity to win a presidential election that they don't deserve to win, and it's got to be stopped if at all possible. Thanks for the call, Stephen. 844-500-4242. Someone says, does this mean that the virus is over? Well, I think it's over for the time being. Mm-hmm. You know, if Trump can pull this thing out, it'll be back big time. It'll be back bigger and better than ever, as they say in showbiz. Yeah, but right now they don't need it. So it's not going to be pushed at all. 844-500-4242. Let's play cut number two from Donald Trump.
And we were getting ready for a big celebration. We were winning everything, and all of a sudden it was just called off.
Yeah, even Nicole Wallace on MSNBC was talking about liquor cabinets opening across the U.S. That wasn't a celebration. That was drowning one's sorrows. And then suddenly the vote count stopped. I'm Howie Carr. If you were thinking of replacing your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950. Thanks to Genesis 950, you can have guests for the holidays without the shame of pet stains and odors. With water, it breaks down the bonds of stains and odors so they are gone for good. Its antibacterial component removes pet odors from carpets and padding. It can even be used in a carpet cleaning machine. And it's green, so it's safe for your family and pets. Before you purchase new carpets, you must try Genesis 950. It's made in America. 1 gallon of industrial strength Genesis 950 makes up to 7 gallons of cleaner. But Genesis 950 is not just for pet stains. It's great for floors, bathrooms, kitchens, garages, grease stains, wheels, tires, degreasing engines, and upholstery. Need a holiday gift for a pet owner? They will love Genesis 950. It's available on Amazon. However, if you order a gallon direct at genesis950.com, you will receive a free spray bottle, free shipping, and discount using code Howie. That's genesis950.com, genesis950.com.